Oh, please set spin ratio of the field, Spirit. 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, 2, 5, 3, 8, 5, 13, 8, 21, 13, 34, 21, 55, 34, 89, 55, and 44, 89. Initiate unified fields. Now allow your unified fields to expand in all directions, to touch the fields of those surrounding you, to create one single unified field of light of crystallized intention. You'll feel a presence, a winged presence almost. The peace angels of the name will merge with your unified field. You have various other interested beings, the earth workers, souls who have interest in this, will also be joining to add their support. So you'll feel your collective unified field expand further, holding this energy, especially the angelic energy. Now, floating above the surface of the earth, we'll go down to the area of the Middle East. We already have nested grids around Iran with healers to those beings who were impacted by the bombings there in Lebanon, in Israel, in the UAE. Now allow the collective unified field to settle around the regional nested grid. Allow the peace angels of the name to work through. We ask for clarity. We ask for your heads to prevail. We ask for those within the institutions involved who seek peace to have the upper hand in the prosecution of this war. Stand by for the transmission of the energy of divine clarity. Silver ray of divine grace, the iridescence of peace Elohim, the glittering gold of divine wisdom, the bright fuchsia of unity, and the copper of communion. I bring to the energy of divine love, the collective unified field to bring the unity, to help unify the fields of all those within the nested grid so that they may contact their spirits and be guided thereby. So that they may transcend fear and move into the love vibration that we offer. That those who have been injured, traumatized, harmed in any way, or seen such harm done, we have the Lotus Sword, the Mediation Core, and where necessary, the Lotus Sword to help them. We have the Uraeus group working with the elementals and the devas harmed in these activities, as well as repair of ley lines that get destroyed with bombings. Please stand by for the transmission of various languages of light into the planetary matrix. And now our collective unified field is joined by the elemental of the region, the overlighting deva of the region affected. So you may feel a power surge as they join in. Gaia will be working with them to give them their instructions for how they can help. And their energy adds to the amplification force that we are bringing to bear. Stand by for the merger, the Legion of Archangels. These beings are coming in from a very high dimension, bringing instructions to the earth. and all of her inhabitants, will help us navigate through this particular period of time. Now you will be tasked to be a vessel for the energy of peace Elohim, for harmony Elohim, for liberty Elohim, and for victory Elohim. Now, allowing your collective unified field to rise, detaching gently from those beings who will not be part of this aspect of our work today, feeling our collective unified field expand in all directions as we rise through the atmosphere, rise into space above the earth, expanding ourselves. And this time, we're going to be in the South Pole orientation. Just to mix things up, it doesn't really matter. and feeling our collective unified field merge in with the collective consciousness grids of the earth. And there is plenty of work to do here. You may be able to perceive or sense or see kind of an inky darkness in areas. And in those areas, we bring the light, lighten it up. Kind of like using the light to raise the vibration so that the darkness recedes. Gaia and the Uraeus group will be helping with this process, as will the Mediation Corps. They're working very hard to develop the noosphere of the planet and on an accelerated timeline to help with this transition. And so there's a lot of stimulus coming into the collective as well as the shadow being active. There's going to be a sense for all of you that you need to hurry, that there's something that you need to pick up. It's not accurate to say that you have to hurry. That's not exactly what it is, but you'll probably translate it as a need to hurry. You're going to feel a sense of urgency. But remember that essence will direct your movements moment to moment, and the urgency isn't necessarily indicating that you're missing something or that you have to do something, anything, simply that essence is ramping up for certain activities that, again, we're on an accelerated timeline due to the chaos node period. And so events in personal and larger social contexts will be accelerated. When you feel that time is moving too fast, we recommend that you invoke Archangel Ariel of the Council of One, as Archangel Ariel is responsible for holding the space that creates a space for healing to occur. When you feel crunched by time, by calling on her, she can create space so that you feel in step with it. You're creating space within the time to feel okay with it, if that makes sense. So she's very good at times like these to help you feel like you can catch your bearings when events are moving very rapidly, as they are right now. And so, bringing the light, we're going to raise the vibration using the vibration of divine love, letting it fill and charge the unified field, magnified, intensified, expanded, and then flowed into the collective consciousness grid. Once again, receive transmissions coming from the sun, from the central sun, being relayed through the gate in our sun, galactic instructions into the noosphere of the earth, into the mind sphere, the collective consciousness sphere. Anchoring, magnifying, expanding, the love and support being sent. The sun will be doing some very interesting things in the next few years. As we have explained before, it's a cyclical issue. The solar system now moving through a certain area of the galactic ecliptic that it does every 25 to 30,000 years, depending on different gravitational factors. And there's a lot of debris that creates a lot more disturbance in the sun. So the sun is likely to be active even outside of its normal maximum this time. collective of Earth is being confronted with a very stark choice at the moment, whether it wants to retain Earth as a planet suitable for habitation by humans. Souls are pretty clear that they want this. There are some souls that are kind of tired of Earth and might not mind a break while a new planet is chosen, but most souls are very much in favor of preserving the Earth as a habitation suitable for humanity to continue to incarnate in some degree of viability. This is why we are setting into the collective certain structures that are going to help ensure that the collective's will is done despite the efforts of a determined minority to subvert it. So stand by for a transmission of divine will. And that should feel pretty good to some of you. Like taking a snort of pure power. Those of you aligned with the power universe will feel just like home. Very good. And just allow the collective unified field to fill with the galactic support coming from the sun, from the spiritual support coming from the other dimensions, from the earthly support coming from Gaia, of you, below you, in all directions, support suspended, as it were, in light. Stand by for a transmission from Galactic Central simultaneously with a transmission from the deepest elements of the Earth. You will feel lifted up and grounded at the same time, a conduit between heaven and earth. No. You can relax a bit, but we want you to maintain formation in the collective unified field. The council, this is work for you, all of you participating. You're going to be doing some activations and optimizations into your energy fields to connect you more deeply to the Gaia Matrix of the Earth, as well as to the other group members. And to help support you in your own individual path in fulfilling whatever vision your essence has, whatever piece of the plan that your essence holds. So this is for you, after all your hard work, so relax and enjoy while the council goes to work. We'll also be doing some experimental work. Don't worry, it won't hurt. It'll either work or it won't. It won't hurt you. We're trying some new things that we've come up with that will possibly help you with the electromagnetic disturbance situation, help harden your fields against that, as well as keep you a bit safer from intrusions from the collective shadow. Again, it's not going to hurt if it doesn't work. It just won't work. We're going to see. You're all going to be our guinea pigs. We're going to find out if this works because you guys are in the trenches. If it works for you, it'll work for everybody else. And while this is going on, your essence is going to open up something within your heart that is part of your vision of heaven on earth. You may just get a feeling or a sensation from this, but this is going to start trickling up for the next days and weeks. It's like a gift from your spirit, a love letter from essence. It will help to comfort and guide you in the days to come. And while there are many challenges, we do remind you that all of you are very, very capable beings and your essences have been here before, have done things like this before. And where your ego might be afraid or uncertain, use the unified field, connect to your essence, and know that you are fine in that moment. Your essence has all the experience that your ego does not have with situations like this and will keep you safe and even thriving. When it becomes too hard to keep from fear, we recommend taking a news fast for a little while. Try to stay away from anything that will pull you into the internet, including streaming Netflix. Anything that connects you to the internet automatically connects you to the collective. Remember this. So at times when the darkness in the collective is great, you going online is not going to help your state of vibration or mood. At times like that, it's best to divert your attention to other things that may need your attention around the house, other things that bring you pleasure that don't involve a screen, reading, gardening, playing, making love, having fun, talking to your friends. There's all sorts of things that happened before screens took over your life. We recommend that you get to know them again. Because as the collective becomes more unstable, it's going to be harder and harder for you to maintain your vibration when venturing into those waters, so be warned. Now, when you feel complete after receiving this gift, you may allow your fields to detach gently from the others or stay connected, as you will, and allow your consciousnesses to gently reconnect with Earth. Isn't that beautiful? Look at all of you shiny faces everywhere. Oof. Some of you pushed your wings out too. You liked it so much. That's beautiful. All right, so I'm going to take the mute off. And if anybody has any questions, I do ask if you're not asking questions, please find the mute button on your phone and use it for a courtesy to the rest of us. Because little crackles of paper, little coughs get very amplified in a situation like this and become very disruptive. So please do that favor unless you have a question to ask. Thank you. Any questions, comments, concerns? I don't want to hear complaints.
Hi, I have a question.
Yeah?
I have a question about how we're in like a late stage patriarchy right now, and it seems like they're just trying to take us all out with them. And
that's the truth. They very much are.
And what do we do just like in our everyday lives? I feel like I've come to a place of peace with just like the paradigm, but knowing of what I specifically want and need to do in order to, you know, call in the next paradigm, but still feeling extremely triggered. And also obviously there's like real danger like in everyday life.
Yes.
With like the patriarchy, like really fighting for its life, you know.
Patriarchy, white nationalism, everything is coming up. Cape capitalism, all of them are fighting for their survival. And they have a lot of power to bring to bear to crush us. However, their power is nothing to the power of a mind unchained in the presence of its own essence. So the answer to your question is the more you can connect to your spirit, the more you are going to break free of the kind of paradigms that are trying to be imposed upon us. And they are trying very hard, but the only way you can resist this is through your true presence. And so anything you can do to bring your true presence to bear will not only help counter these forces, they will also help keep you safe as you're navigating through the collapse of these forces, which, as you point out, make them very dangerous. So it keeps you, you're not checking out, you're not in denial, but you are focused on the moment. Your essence is going to guide you away from trouble because you've been dealing with the patriarchy all this life. Your essence has been dealing with the patriarchy pretty much since cities started being built. So it has strategies for that. But our personalities don't have this knowledge, so the best thing to do is to surrender to that. I do refer you to my website in the techniques page. All of the techniques there are designed to get you more in connection with your essence and to raise your vibration. I cannot stress enough that those are going to be the things that are going to help you the most, because we cannot anticipate every situation. Probabilities are moving quickly. But we do know that if we are hooked into the moment, in the present moment with our essence, essence will guide us away from abuse. It will guide us away from trouble. It will guide us into learning through joy, which starts with avoiding the bad stuff in the first place. It'll help you weave through that. I think somebody fell asleep on the phone. Speaking of the patriarchy is bored with itself.
thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Any other questions? I got time for one more.
I had a question about what you were saying about the power group or something that would feel like home.
A lot of us on Earth that are doing a cycle on Earth. Earth is in the love universe. Now, when we talk about universes in this context, we're not talking about physical space universe. We're talking about what the universe is composed of on the basic subatomic level. In other words, this universe that we occupy on Earth, you know. But those of us who had a previous grand cycle on a power universe, and a lot of people on Earth did have a previous cycle on the power universe. That's why sometimes the council calls Earth a hybrid power love planet, because so many people here had a previous grand cycle in the power universe. And those of us who have, I'm one of them, we have a lot of alignment with the power universe. So that's what they meant by that, by those of us who had a previous cycle, just the immediate last cycle, and have a lot of that carrying over. And what that means is that power, for those of us with alignment for the power universe, we don't have to struggle so much for power. That kind of is a given to us as well. love is the challenge that we all work on in this universe, to try to understand and embody unconditional love. That's the goal. And bringing in the support of our power universe experiences gives our souls the impetus, the fuel, and the drive to overcome obstacles. So it's going to be a real benefit to have that alignment. And, you know, you don't have to do anything consciously to tap into it. Your spirit will do it as you need to do it. If you're in your unified field, and your personality may notice what's going on while it's happening, but or you may not, but you don't have to worry about getting it done. Your ego does not control this process. Okay, everybody, thank you so much. I want everyone, I know these are scary times, these are upsetting times, but I think they meant what they said when they said take these news fasts. It is insidious. You get sucked in, and the collective is no fun place right now. I'm spending more and more time offline. It's just for my mental health. Because even with all my tricks, in all my bag of tricks, I'm having a hard time getting the density off, getting that shit off me. So, yeah, take it. It's not irresponsible to take a news fast. You're paying attention to it. Doesn't change it one way or the other, except for maybe on a quantum level. So feel free to check out if you need to for your mental health. This is going to be a long haul. We need our spiritual resources, and we need to take care of ourselves so that we can be effective as long as possible. I love you guys. Thank you so much for joining today, and I hope you enjoyed that too. We'll talk again next month. We'll probably have even more work to do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.